You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You mentioned the whole Tiki and Derek Jeter thing.
Yes.
All right. So Rami pulled the audio for you. I broke it up into three little segments. Evan and Tiki. So Tiki went to the Hall of Fame stuff, was a guest of CC Sabathia's, the whole thing. Here was asked about Boomer's comments.
Derek Jeter has taken some shrapnel over the last few weeks.
What?
Including from our very own Boomer Esiason.
Boomer Esiason!
Who called him, quote, an elitist for not going to Old Timers Day. Mm. So a couple of questions. Mm. Is Derek Jeter aware of what Boomer said?
Yes, Derek Jeter is aware. And in honor of that, I'm going to do my, what are we going to call it? Oh, I know, a Cinco de Tiki.
Now, I thought it was going to be something about you with the Cinco de Tiki. It wasn't. It was just about great moments of the Hall of Famers. Okay, fine. So he would go on, Tiki would, to mention how he did talk to Derek at CC Sabathia's Hall of Fame party up at Cooperstown.
Jeter was there. And I went up to Jeter. And I said to him, geez, I got a question for you. By the way, this is fully on the record.
So he knew this was all on the record.
This was on the record.
All right.
I'm like, Old Timers Day. Because my partner says you don't want to hit. You don't want to look like you can't hit.
I stand by that.
That's not true. I said, what happened? And he says, I have a birthday party for my kids.
Okay, fair enough. Furthermore about you, sir.
Boomer was dead wrong. He got so mad at Boomer, had to go buy him shots. So mad that I had to like dump water on his head so he'd cool down and chill out. Boomer, just call him. Just ask. What, he's not an elitist.
In fairness, does Boomer have Derek's phone number?
I don't know. He's a star in town. Wait, find it.
So Jeter said, quote, he should have called me?
Should have called me. Don't speculate about me. Just talk to me.
Wow.
So he was hot. I had to calm him down.
Wow.
Whew. There you go.
Oh, good.
You're a star. You got his number?
I don't.
Mm. Okay.
He didn't have my number either, I don't think.
Right. Because he would have sent you a text.
Or he could have said something.
He would have sent you a text and, hey, thanks for kissing my ass for 25 years.
Well, so that ends it for the most part, you would think.
Again, there's an inaccurate story. I believe there's an inaccurate part of this story out there.
Mm. Interesting.
So, yes.
So someone's lying. Okay.
Yeah, there is something going on, I believe, but I don't believe it's what everybody thinks it is. But maybe I could be wrong.
This is easily summed up this way, is that when that date came out for Old Timers Day, you could easily schedule a birthday party on a different day. When the date came out for Old Timers Day, the thing that we believe through this email that you received is happening, that Derek is attending, would have been scheduled prior to Old Timers Day being announced.
And 100%. Probably couldn't be moved.
Yes.
And it couldn't be moved. And we also know that Derek has four kids and not one of their birthdays is August 9th.
Right. There's a birthday 8 days later, but and that's apparently the one.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it we have kids. No, I don't have Derek Jeter's money, but is it possible that something was booked so far in advance?
Like a vacation or something like that.
Or an extravagant birthday party.
Which is what the precursor to the commentary was, if there were a legitimate family reason why you wouldn't be there.
Yes.
It's totally understandable.
And I said to Al, I could see a scenario. Let's say they booked this really fancy place for one of the girls' birthdays. And then this comes out and the wife's like, you got to be kidding me. You've lived your life with the enough. It's about the girls now.
Yeah.
Possible.
It is possible.
You know, the only reason I would say differently in that regard is that, you know, this is their dad. They weren't alive when their dad was playing. You know, and, you know, this is a celebration of his, you know, World Series MVP and World Series team. So it would have to be something significant for him to miss this.
And how far are you booking trips in advance? Like, I don't know when they announced this Old Timers Day, but it had to be before spring training.
I believe it has nothing to do with I could call him, I guess, if I got his number. I can find out.
Give a shout.
But I feel like I got, you know, the right information that there's nothing that he can do about getting out of this to go to that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.